Chapter 3, Thorn and Grendel. Salome reaches for the soldier's hand, untroubled by his resurrection, while the fairy's eyes are wide with astonishment. His body, moments ago ripped apart in an explosion, now stands unblemished. The seed magic has made him immortal. Rosie.
We need to find Thorn and get out of here.
Two more German militants emerge from the darkness, shouldering Panzerschrecks. Their crude anti-tank tubes aimed at the group. Fingers hover on the triggers, ready to unleash destruction. Balthazar.
Oi, Blin! Look out!
A blur of movement catches the Germans off guard. A small, amphibious figure leaps from the shadows, daggers flashing in the moonlight. In an instant, both militants crumple to the ground, dropping their weapons. Grendel steps from the gloom, a slimy amphibian with a hard shell covered back and beaked face. He wears a worn Japanese kimono and a wide conical bamboo hat. His webbed hands methodically wipe blood from twin daggers. Grendel.
Grendel no like boom boom men. Better off dead.
Behind him strides Thorn, a four-armed insectoid fairy knight in ornate battle armor. One eye and one arm have been replaced with intricate mechanical substitutes that whir softly as he moves. His rigid, translucent wings remain folded tightly against his back, catching what little light filters through the darkness. Thorn.
Well done, Grendel. Well done. Whatever Her Majesty is paying you, you're worth it and more.
Balthazar.
Thorn, never late, never early.
Thorn.
Always right on time, old chap.
He turns to the soldier, his mechanical eye whirring as it focuses.
I assume this sizable fellow here is our target. Yes?
Balthazar.
Da!
Thorn.
Splendid. Excellent work, you two.
To the entire group.
Listen up, team. We have our orders. We are to protect this...
Studying the soldier.
Pardon me, good sir. Do you have a name?
The soldier emits sparks. Rosie.
He can't speak. I think he's lost his memory, too.
The soldier emits more sparks, as if to confirm. Thorn.
Very well, then, the soldier. It is for the time being. Our paramount duty is to protect him at all costs. To do so, we must make haste. This region is positively teeming with the Germans and Englishmen, all quite eager to blow each other, to kingdom come.
Rosie.
Where to?
Thorn.
To Citadel Dupuis-Lunaire. It's due west.
Grendel.
Why go there? Smells like death.
Thorn.
To complete our mission. We are to see to it that this ghastly fellow makes court with our queen, Gloriana.
The soldier angles his head questioningly, faint static crackling from his damaged speaker. The group exchanges silent nods, determination mixing with uncertainty.
My understanding is we can access mycelium transportation from there. It's our quickest path home.
Peering at Salome.
I see we have another passenger. Have anything to say for yourself, little one?
As Salome hides behind the soldier, Thorn kneels down to her level. Thorn.
Ah, jolie petite fille. Tu n'as rien à craindre. Ah, you're a pretty little girl. You have nothing to be afraid of.
Upon hearing the French words, Salome's eyes light up and she comes out from hiding.
Où sont ta maman et ton papa? Where are your mama and papa?
Salome points to the ashen corpses outside the burned farmhouse.
Oh, ma pauvre. Oh, you poor thing.
He pauses, wings slightly fluttering as he thinks, then addresses the whole group.
The girl comes with us. Any ally of this soldier fellow shall receive equal protections under orders from Her Majesty the Queen.
To Salome.
Ton nom, chérie. Your name, darling?
Salome.
Salome.
Thorn.
Good. Now, no time to waste. We depart for Citadel Dupuis-Lunaire at once.
As they move out, Salome takes the soldier's massive hand. She casts one last glance at her fallen parents, as if to say goodbye.